Today FM's Dermot and Dave.
There is a great story in the Irish Mirror this morning about a little fella called Luke Carey, a Boyle, a 9-year-old from Meath, who got the coolest piece of post recently. And his dad, Oliver, is on the line to explain to us all what happened. Good morning, Oliver.
How are you, lads? How are you doing?
We're very well, thanks. It's Dermot here, Dave as well. Delighted to hear your story. Just before we find out what happened, tell us about Luke. What kind of a young fella is he?
Luke is 9 years old. He's a great little fella now. He just wants to be everyone's kind of best friend, but he has a couple of what you might call issues. He's got mild to severe learning difficulties, which restricts him in the curriculum in mainstream schooling, and he also has sensory processing disorder, which it's sort of, I'm still learning a good bit about it myself, but yeah. With noises and kind of new things and things that kind of happen in a hurry and different things like that, he needs a bit of kind of help and assistance with, and things that are new or alien to him, it can be a bit of a struggle for him, but with time and different things, he's getting there through it now. So
we hear, despite his challenges, he's still a fantastic big brother.
Oh yeah. Ben, we had myself and my wife had a 4-month-old baby Ben now, so he's very good with that now. He's kind of drawing the lines on the dirty nappies at the moment, but he does everything else for him. Like,
understandably.
Yeah, I get that job. And the man
that's a dad's job.
But yeah, no, he's very good now. He does a lot for us. So.
And so what was upsetting him?
Well, he was just, he wants to play with everybody, and you see, he thinks that everyone is just going to be kind of as nice as him, but out on the road and up the road from where we live and things like that, there was a few lads that he was playing with that weren't that nice to him. And because he might not get things, if for want of a better way of putting it, as well as other kids would, the kids on the road were giving him grief, and they can probably see that he's slightly different to them, and they were just, you know, kind of name calling and then a couple of other serious more things, and he just couldn't grasp it, because I mean, he would just go and play with anyone whether he knew him or not, you know, just because he thinks just that's the way it should be.
And so after that experience, what did you decide to do to try and improve his mood?
To try and improve his mood and everything, like I was trying to think of different things to do, and we actually got him into a special needs school, St. Alton's in Navan, and there was a lot of change coming for him, which is something that he deals with well, with certain things and certain things not, and he was a little bit worried about whether the bullying aspect was going to occur in the new school. So I set up first the WhatsApp group with just all of my family and friends and people in different positions in the town, like his grandparents, his Uncle Colin, my brother and sisters, and my mum and dad, and different people, and just to send them good luck messages in the school and to make him feel his mind at ease, which worked very well. And we try and do a couple of different things for him, like we got the fire service in Dunchoklin to come out to the house for a drive-by kind of thing for his 9th birthday in July. So we do things like that, and I was just thinking, you know, he loved that, and it was the genius, this all for me kind of thing.
Yeah.
And which made him feel really, really good about himself. So I said, well, maybe there's a bit more I can do now as well. So
you put pen to paper, and who did you write to?
Well, I tried to get in touch with a few people on Twitter and stuff like that, and I don't know whether I did it properly or it didn't really work. But then I was just sitting at the table one day, and I remember a while ago that some people had wrote to Jurgen Klopp, so I just got a pen and a piece of paper, and I didn't really think what I was writing down, and I just wrote down kind of what we've been through with him and the kind of the boy that he is, and a bit of encouragement from Jurgen Klopp might go a long way to making him feel as special as he is to me and his mum anyway. So, and it worked.
It worked, it certainly did. So Jurgen wrote a letter back and sent something in the post.
Yeah, he sent him a letter back. I was sitting here watching the telly, as I'm kind of doing now, and I got a text message from DHL to say that your delivery will be with you tomorrow at some stage, and I said, bloody hell, I said, I don't really remember ordering anything, because you'd be ordering so much stuff these days.
What's coming now?
And I said, Jeannie, what is it? So, and it was only when I tweaked it, when I went to bed and I looked at the message again, and it said it was from Liverpool. And I said, oh, well, this is the hurry after writing back, because I'd done it out of hope, more so than expectation. And lo and behold, when I got the package the next day, I opened it up and there was a teddy bear in it, and then a personalised signed letter from Jurgen Klopp to him.
Oh, wow. And what did the letter from Jurgen say?
It basically just said, it actually had a copy of it somewhere, but it's not close to me now, but it just basically said that everyone was supporting him, like the Liverpool family, you know, we're with you and you have all the support. And he just basically said that the amount of people that support Liverpool as a club, it amazes him. And he said we're like one big family. And then he just went on to talk about, you know, your own family is quite good, because I explained to him about our family and how they're great supports to him and stuff like that. And he just told him then that, you know, like, we're all with you as a club and as a family. And he just basically signed it off, you'll never walk alone. And he signed it off on the bottom. Then he said that I've enclosed a teddy bear for you, so I hope you like it. And he just said, you'll never walk alone, and signed it with Jurgen Klopp at the end.
And what was Luke's reaction when this arrived and you explained it to him?
Yeah, he kind of was a bit, he was the usual kind of thing, like, is this really for me?
Yeah.
Sort of thing. And I mean, it would have been akin to me maybe getting something when I was a child off of maybe Kenny Dalglish, because he would be in a hero or a manager of mine back in the day when I was around of similar age. But he just couldn't believe that Jurgen Klopp had done that, because we were over in Anfield there, myself, my wife and Luke. We went on a bit of a family holiday when we were allowed to go, and we went actually only on a stadium tour, and he sat in the press conference room, and I told him that's where Jurgen sits. And then out on the bench when we got the stadium tour, this is where he sits when he's on the bench as well. And he just thought that, wow, this fella that's, you see on telly and he's real, is after doing this for me, which it's personally meant a lot. Like, I wish I could thank the bloke enough for all the messages and stuff we've got because of him the last few days. So it's been great.
Yeah. God, so yeah. How is Luke doing now then in his new school in Navan? Has he settled in now, do you think?
He's settled in. It's funny because we actually have a parent teacher meeting to go down to today. 3 o'clock.
That'll tell you the true story of it.
Yeah, but no, he loves it now. It's a great school at the moment. Like, he left the school in Dunboyne, I'd have to say the junior school in Dunboyne, and even all the teachers that looked after him down there were brilliant. But he just, as I said, he wasn't up with the curriculum really, and it wasn't fair to keep him in it. So we were lucky enough to get into St. Olphin's and Navan, and they're brilliant with him now. Like, he goes out on the bus every morning and gets dropped home on the bus. And it's like every child, if you ask them what to do at school, they don't really tell you a lot.
Yeah, no, that's
so
tell
you.
Go on.
It'll be interesting today to hear now how he's getting on. But yeah. He's very happy coming home and stuff like that, so he's obviously getting on fairly well, and he's a likeable chap too, so I take it fit in handy enough.
Well, look, as Jurgen said, there's a great family around, and there certainly is. So, Oliver, thanks for telling us about Luke this morning. And as a Man United fan, I try to hate Jurgen Klopp, but you just can't.
Yeah,
he's too sound.
Yeah, he just comes across as a like it. He's the kind of fella that you'd love to meet for a pint one day.
Absolutely.
What team you followed, you know, you'd have a little bit of laugh at him. So,
yeah.
It's great for
give our best to Luke from everybody here at the Dermot and Dave show, and of course Today FM. Yeah. And well done for doing that. You know, I think any parent just would knows that feeling. You know, if someone's been mean to your kid, it just feels so awful, and you want to just attack the world and shake everybody and say, "Stop it!"
Yeah. I thought about it, and I was kind of saying, "Oh, sure, I won't bother doing it." So, I mean, anyone out there that thinks, "Geez, I won't do that now, it's not going to, they won't write back," just try it. I mean, I did it only cost the price of the stamp. So give it, if you think that it's going to help you or your kid or something, get through a hard enough time or whatever it may be, just give it a shot.
Yeah. Oliver, thanks so much. No. And say hi to Luke for us. See you later.
Will, of course. Thank you.
Bye. Bye.
There'll be a sack of letters now arriving at Jurgen's door. He'll be like, he'll have writer's cramp.
Dermot and Dave, listen live on air from 9 a.m. weekdays on Today FM.